If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Oh, here comes the crew. They're here. They made it. They had some snafus. Not too bad. Not too bad, especially for what you told me in the text, Brett.
Yeah, I forgot my phone at the gym. So I go to the gym every morning, and I take a shower, and I left it like on this like ledge because it's like I have a black phone and the ledge is black. So I like packed up my bag, and I didn't realize it until I actually
like a halfway
in. No,
out.
So I pulled into the parking lot.
Oh no!
So I get in, and I'm like, oh my god, my phone. As I'm like looking like for my key card to like swipe in, I'm like, oh my god, I think I left my phone there. And then I had that like dilemma, like do you just let it go? Because like I'll just go without it. But then I thought 4 hours of doing the show, then going after the show, like, what if someone takes it?
Right.
What happens?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it was too big of a risk. I'm like, can I make it all the way back?
You did!
To Lifton Brentwood and back in time, and I did. I pulled it off.
Wonderful job. Wonderful job.
I did better than Hannah. Where is Hannah?
So, okay. I'm gonna tell some things that Hannah doesn't want me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you this anyway. I believe Friday is Hannah's coffee day. And she goes to get her coffee, and she gets caught in the line.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, it creates her being late.
So she is late. That's the worst if you're late and then you walk in with coffee.
Yes,
so
I
know.
So
she is actually listening to the car. She just should throw
she
that coffee
just went,
away. Yeah, instead of walking in with coffee, she should just walk in like, oh, no, I didn't get coffee. Something
right.
happened.
No, everything's fine.
I had a flat tire.
Right.
So we'll see you soon, Hannah, without coffee, I hope.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There was a guy and his name is Jonathan Stanley, and he wrote a book called Purposeful Performance, and he had a book signing at a Barnes & Noble in Pennsylvania, and no one came.
Oh,
that's heartbreaking.
Which literally makes me want to sob.
All this guy did is pour his heart and soul into something, and then he's just sitting there. And he's
apparently
like, no.
He had lost his job, and so this was like his way of being like, I'm going to put my heart and soul into this book.
Dang.
And no one came, but there was a woman that saw and was like, this is breaking my heart. And she posted a TikTok video about it. It went viral. And overnight, he went from being like completely unknown, no one going to this book signing, to number 9 on Amazon's bestseller list.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that.
How there about are good people that? Out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What a beautiful story. And it does break my heart. But this is it. And then he becomes like the next big time writer.
It.
He's going to do it.
There's hope.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower. All right, raise your hand if you like food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everyone, drive safely and put your hand down. It is the Brett Mega Show, and if you love food, you always want to know the best places in St. Louis to go. But there is one voice that really matters when it comes to telling you where are the best places to eat in St. Louis? Ian Frobe, who has his STL 100 section of the 100 best restaurants in St. Louis that's going to be coming out on Sunday. They tell you about the 100 best restaurants in St. Louis. So, Ian, thanks for coming on and talking food with us. We love talking food.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk. I'm always excited to talk food. Thanks for having me.
So being like a restaurant critic and having a restaurant voice, tough job. I've always thought to myself, this has got to be the easiest job in the world. You just go in and eat delicious food. Is it a hard job?
I can't complain. And if I do, people don't want to hear it. No, it's. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have this as a job. It is a lot of fun. I mean, not every meal is great. And sometimes, you know, people will read about that in the paper when the meal's not great. But it's great getting to explore the metro area, driving around to different restaurants, meeting people. It's a really fantastic way of working.
Would you go into restaurants for our community to talk about the restaurants? Because these are places that you're giving advice for people that matters. This is a restaurant where they can go and celebrate their anniversary or a birthday party, or this could be a place for them to escape whatever their busy lives or the hard-earned money they saved maybe for this moment. And so they're listening to your advice. What are the things that you're looking for so people don't feel disappointed when they go, oh, Ian told me to go here and I saved all this money and I didn't like the meal?
You know, it's tricky because, yeah, it is just my experience, right? So you always are worried that maybe somebody won't have the same experience you do. But, you know, you look first of all for a place that cares. And that shows through, you know, the quality of the food, the quality of the welcome when you walk in the door, the service. You know, you're not looking for perfect, you know, Michelin three-star, you know, top French restaurant service where it's white tablecloth all the time. But, you know, where they're obviously making an effort, where they're happy you're there.
Okay.
And yeah, you can just tell, I think, a lot of the times, you know, you get a sense from your interactions with everyone in the restaurant that, you know, this might not be a perfect restaurant, but the people are really passionate about what they do and that reflects in everything. So that's what I'm really looking for. And, you know, more often than not, that will pay off when somebody else goes there who's not a restaurant critic, who's just, like you said, spending their hard-earned money for.
That's like Hannah. Yeah. Hannah's real simple. So like Hannah's a simple person who goes like the same restaurant every single time. So why should she read the top 100 restaurants and sample some of these?
You know, I think in St. Louis especially, it's real easy. You know, you get locked into your neighborhood, your favorites, your favorite bar, your favorite restaurant.
Helen's for Hannah.
Yeah, I literally only go to the
simple.
Same place.
And, you know, and I think especially these days where, you know, nobody wants to drive too far from their house, you forget that this metro area is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, for this project, I went from, you know, I like to joke, I went from O'Fallon, Missouri to O'Fallon, Illinois. It was kind of my two poles of where I went. And, you know, there are two great restaurants on the list from in O'Fallon, Illinois, a place that, you know, when I started this list 10 years ago, I didn't even think to visit, you know, and the scene is great. So, you know, you don't have to leave. What's great about St. Louis, you don't really have to leave your neighborhood to find a really good restaurant usually.
Very true.
That's awesome.
That's a great thing. But if you do, if you're willing to, you know, once or twice a year, make the effort, put aside some money if it's a really nice restaurant, it really pays off to explore this town.
St. Louis, obviously, people continue to say we're known for our food, but is there anything that kind of you've seen over the years that you feel St. Louis is missing restaurant-wise that you'd like to see?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, that's a tough question because there's lots of, you know, specific kinds of cuisines where, you know, if the demographic, more people from that who made that cuisine lived here, I would love if we would have it, but it's just, you know, not the way it shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we just have a great variety right now. There's nothing that I would, you know, I look at other cities, I'm like, oh, why don't we have that, you know, from, you know, food trucks and casual sandwich joints to high-end sushi places. I mean, we've got at least one or two great representatives of almost anything you'd want in a major city.
Yeah, you make a great point. Has it been hard when you go in and you have to make a review that you don't necessarily love because it's, you feel like you're letting somebody down? Was that hard for you to overcome, or how has that changed over the years from like when you first started?
It's never fun. I mean, even when you write something that's a little, what's the word, snarky, as a negative review. Because, you know, people come to you as a writer looking sometimes for that kind of entertainment. You know, it's not fun. Nobody enjoys, you know, a critical review, but sometimes you have to say it. I think the important thing is to never write a negative review of a place where your review will be the main thing people know about that place, if that makes sense. I don't want my review to be the first time somebody hears about a place. If it's a place people already know about, a prominent chef, a prominent restaurant owner, then, you know, it's like, okay, you know, your public, this is fair game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's never fun. I never feel great the day it comes out in print. But that's just part of the business. You know, you have to, as long as you, in my career, I try to be, you know, to be honest and fair over the course of the years. And hopefully, you know, that means that people, when they do read a criticism, will understand where I'm coming from.
Do you feel like you're like undercover when you're doing all this?
You know, I've been doing this in St. Louis for, you know, better part of two decades now. So most chefs and restaurant owners who want to know what I look like do, mm-hmm. if they care. And so, you know, it's hard to be undercover. I try not to let them know I'm there until I walk in the door. You know, if I make a reservation, it's under a fake name. But
oh, you do? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but at this point, you know, with all the online reservation sites, I'm pretty sure they can figure out when it's a fake name, too.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
John Doe.
Yeah, yeah. Never use a Cardinals player's right. name as your fake name or anything.
Alper Poulos is coming in yeah. here again.
You got a, there's an event coming up that you're a big part of. It's the Great Taste event featuring the top 100 places in St. Louis. Talk about that, what people can expect.
Oh, it's a great event. We've been doing it almost every year that the top 100 has been made. I think we have 42 restaurants coming this year.
Awesome.
It's a wide variety. You know, obviously we can't fit all 100, but we get a good variety of places. Some places that have been on the list before, some places that are new. The restaurants, you know, they always come out and do an amazing job bringing, you know, some are small samples, some places, you know, bring larger samples of their menu.
So they can try a little of these. Like, yeah,
you know,
taste them.
Sometimes, and you know, sometimes awesome. It'll be just a one or two bite thing, like an hors d'oeuvre you would get at a cocktail party. Sometimes, you know, there's one pizza place that that generally he brings out a little miniature pizza oven, and he'll be tossing the dough
wow,
there.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
In the Science Center. It's a lot of fun. Always a great event.
And you can still get tickets, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe our VIP tickets might be sold out, but I believe tickets are still available for general admission. And it is, yeah, it's always a hoot.
And for the top 100 list, it restaurants of all sorts. It's not just like Michelin stars.
Oh, yeah.
It is a little bit of variety. So I mean, if you could go to the mom and pop stuff.
Absolutely. And, it's everything, you know, we do, you know, $1 sign through $4 signs in terms of expense. And there's plenty of $1 sign place. You know, like everyday sandwich joints, like Blue City Deli is on the list, mm-hmm. you know, a place everybody can go.
Oh, yeah.
Joya's Deli is always on the list. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just lots, and that's how I eat. You know, I love the casual neighborhood sandwich joint. I love, you know, the little mom and pop restaurant. So there's that, and there are, again, there are the places where you can go and spend a lot of money if you want. But it's not just that by any means.
Well, we're super excited to see the list come out. It is a bucket list that we all can just go to all 100 restaurants throughout the year, knock them out, and experience something that tastes delicious all year. Make 2025 a delicious year. That's we're going to make it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ian, for coming by.
Thanks, guys.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show is just really simple. Do you like rainy days? Because we got a lot of them coming. Oh my God, it's supposed to rain for like 6 days straight. It's already been raining for like 6 days straight.
Yeah, as chief meteorologist here on the Brett Mega Show, it's just never going to stop raining all weekend. You know, you said this is a simple question. For me, it's really not a simple answer. I think that I'm a fairway fan of rain. When it comes to like raining when I get off work, I love it because I can take a nice peaceful nap. But I don't like rain when it's the summer and I want to go outside and tan or be on the boat.
Only like
or
rain
at
when
a lake.
It's convenient for
right.
you.
Correct.
Convenient rain.
Convenient rain.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Hannah's saying there. You know, it's funny. There is something about rainy days that make you feel like the day lasts forever sometimes because it doesn't change.
Yeah.
You know, it's all kind of
just
murky
gloomy.
And gloomy outside, which isn't bad every now and then. I don't like consecutive. Like, I'm not a fan of this weekend where it's rain. So I like that answer. Convenient rain. When I feel like it, I'm good for it.
AB, who is in Disney, actually, on a girls' trip, because that's where you go on girls' trips, I know she would have loved the rain. I don't get people who love the rain. Like,
she loves it. Yeah. I bet she wishes it was raining in Disney.
Like
she
every day. I want to be outside. I hate the rain. I want to do things. Before kids, there was a moment probably like, if you're really tired and you're not going to do anything, it's the perfect binge watching day because then you don't feel guilty for binge watching.
Yeah.
It just really helped me feel less guilty. It's not that I enjoyed it. It just made me feel better about the binging I was doing and the junk food that I was eating on those days. But once you have kids and you're just locked in a house and you feel like you're just, it's never, like you said, it feels like a long day, feels like an eternity.
nah, I'm good. Like, sunny days all day.
Brett is, like, quite literally the biggest park person you'll ever meet. So this is, like, a nightmare for you.
I will.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I will do anything, but just I want to be outside every time I can be. So I will figure out a
hope
way
you
to.
You guys have rain boots.
Yeah, we do, actually. Where the kids are putting them on.
Good.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's keep it moving through all the trending stories. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and all of a sudden, you guys will tell me either, eh, I don't like that story, or they'll say, I don't need more details. Like, who is the most famous person in the world?
I mean, Kevin Berghoff, but if he's not on this list, it's rigged.
Probably. You know, you can't really judge, like, who's the most famous person. So the best way to judge it might be through social media follows. Like, who do most people want to follow?
It's a soccer player, right?
Yep. Cristiano Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. Not really? Even close. Yeah. Right. Most followed person on Instagram, 700 million. Most followed person on Facebook with over 100 million. And just globally, most recognized person on the planet.
That's not even close. I thought he was like cool back in the day, but apparently people are still wanting to keep up with him.
Yeah, and those soccer players, man, they play like 20 years.
Yeah, and they are recognizable because, like, you know, you could see them on the field, so people know them. And he's, you know, he looks a lot like me, so he's really good looking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the first thing about sports, but I know who that is.
Babysitter checks underneath the mattress and new fear unlocked.
I'm going to keep it moving. Oh. I don't want to know. I used to be a babysitter back in the day, so I don't want to think of this.
It was a man.
What?
Brett, I said keep moving.
Subway released new Dorito footlong nachos.
Hey, I'd rather hear about that than a scary under the bed thing.
Much lighter story. But yeah, so you know, like, all of a sudden, like, Subway's doing like footlong cookies and footlong everything.
Oh yeah. Well, churros.
Footlong churros. Now they have footlong Doritos nachos, where it's like a huge like nacho boat, and you put like nacho cheese, chips, cheddar cheese, Monterey Jack. You basically build your own nachos with all the stuff they have at Subway. Hmm. And you make a huge nacho, and it's only gonna cost you $5.
I feel like if you were hosting a party at your house, that would be a really good idea.
$5 footlongs are out, and Subway's now a nacho brand. Look, Subway is really desperate at this point.
Better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Jesse, you versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, Jesse's very formal.
Wow.
Hannah, are you ready?
Very. I am, sir.
Thank you. I was going to say I would like to be called sir. All right, ma'am, leave the room. Hannah's going to leave the room. We'll ask you the same question. So when Hannah's out of the room, we get a moment of peace, zen, and she can't hear the questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What famous quote did Morgan Wallen post after storming off the set of Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, that's okay. Let's go with the Saturday Night Live question. Who started Saturday Night Live?
Bro. Oh, my
Someone
goodness.
Someone said bro. Bro.
My daughter's with me. Yeah, she loves
she
the show.
She called me bro. Damn, bro. Ask her, is it a man or a woman? Let's just do 50-50 because Hannah called this person the wrong gender.
It's a man. I believe his name is Lauren.
Yes.
Yes, good job.
All right, Barry Cohegan. Did I say that right? I don't think so.
I don't think you did, but now I'm blanking on how to actually say it.
Keoghan. Barry Keoghan.
Sure.
The dude from Salt Lick or whatever that movie's called.
Saltburn.
Whatever.
Salt Lick.
We're all over the
Whatever.
Place.
He was casted in The Beatles. His ex, who we famously know better, who is this famous ex singer?
I have no idea.
What Ask your daughter thing? Who sang Espresso.
Oh, who sings Espresso?
Sabrina.
There we go. All right. What is Jason Kelsey's baby number 4 name?
I do not know the name.
Okay. And the name of the high school in Glee. AB just made us watch Glee. Do you know the name of the high school in Glee?
Oh, my goodness. My wife loves the show, but I do not know that one.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Either.
Well, we won't tell your wife. Do you want to phone a friend? You could have AB, who made us watch Glee, Kevin, or Alex answer this question for you.
I'm going to go with AB.
AB.
McKinley High School.
Yes, William McKinley High School is where the Glee Club is. Okay, roughly 3 out of 5. We'll see how Hannah does in one song, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hannah's home school.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Jesse and his daughter. What's your daughter's name, Jesse?
Her name's Janelle.
Janelle. Jesse and Janelle played against Hannah. And Janelle at one point said to me, bro.
Bro.
She did not like my questions.
Surprised it wasn't a bruh.
She did not like my questions. Mm. So I'm going to ask you the same questions they had issues with. We'll see how you do. Jesse, tell her how many you got right.
I got roughly 3.
Yeah, that was a rough 3.
All right.
Same 5 questions coming your way, Hannah. Ty, will go to your record. What famous quote did Morgan Wallen post after storming off the set of Saturday Night Live?
Take me back to God's country.
Should we get technical? It said, get me to God's country.
I think you got to give it to her.
All right.
They're similar enough.
I don't want to because I feel like you should know the least 3 of the next 4. So, if I don't really know, nope, you don't get the point.
What?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
So, you got to get 3 out of 4. Who started Saturday Night Live, Hannah? We had a long... She's like, why would I know this?
I literally don't know.
You don't know. AB literally yelled at you yesterday for getting this person wrong when talking about the Morgan Wallen story.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And here I am. It's a dude.
Because you called this person a...
A woman.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
It's not a normal
50th
name.
Anniversary of Saturday Night Live just happened. I need an answer, or you're going to have to go 3 for 3
Lennon
here.
Something?
Lauren Michaels.
Lauren Michaels. There's L in there.
So you need to go 3 for 3 here now because I was
Thanks.
So ruthless. All right. I always get his name wrong, and I'm sure you would too. Barry Keoghan, whatever you say his name, was just casted in The Beatles. His ex... Is
Sydney
a famous
Sweeney.
Singer. So is who is it?
Sydney Sweeney.
No,
Hannah.
That's not his ass.
Use your brain.
No, what are we supposed to do here? I thought you would get this right for sure.
Barry Keoghan from Saltburn. Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't know it, so no, I don't
I
know.
Still think it is. No.
No.
Sabrina
no.
Carpenter.
I'm an idiot. I knew that.
I thought you were going to get hold of it. That's why I was so picky
about
it.
That's a surprising one.
All right, I'll come back. I'm going to keep Hannah in the game.
I knew that one.
Sorry, Jesse. I'm going to keep
please,
him in the
please,
game.
Please, please.
I'm
going to
give you the point for
him.
Morgan Wallen, okay? To make this interesting. So now you got to get the last 2 correct. What is Jason Kelsey's baby number 4 name?
Finn.
Okay.
All right.
So it all comes down
Finley
to this.
Finley and Kelsey.
It all comes
They're
down
calling
to
her Finn.
it all comes down to this last question. And now that we gave you the Morgan Wallen question, not only is Hannah's homeschool on the line for a tie, which would be a win for you, but your friendship with AB is also on the line.
Oh, great.
Name the high school in Glee. AB just made us watch an episode of Glee. Name the high school they attend in Glee.
Did they even say it?
They probably didn't say it in the episode.
I don't know.
I believe they showed those shots of it.
They definitely showed the shots
yes.
of it.
How much were you paying attention?
Yeah, how much did you watch and pay attention? Were you locked in on your friend's favorite show for the win?
I'll even give you a hint, Hannah.
Wow, Kevin is just
Whoa!
Over here.
Whoa! Yeah. Okay. Kevin's hints never
I'll give you a ton of hints, all right? All right.
Like, this guy in history.
Yeah. Like,
he was a president.
Yep, there you go.
He was the president before Theodore Roosevelt.
There you go.
And he was assassinated.
I'm going to sound even dumber with the hints because I don't know who got assassinated.
Sydney Sweeney High School.
Yeah.
Jesse, I'm feeling a win, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
This is wrong. Kennedy High School?
Well, at least you got one of the presidents that was assassinated.
Okay, that's good. No. That's good.
No, AB, do you want to tell her?
William McKinley.
William McKinley.
No, that was not said ever in that episode.
You didn't even pay attention to your
McKinley.
One of your
was
friends.
A president?
Yeah, William McKinley was the president.
Never heard of that
Roosevelt.
Dude in my life.
Yes.
Ever. Rip him.
Wow.
Jesse, you got the win, brother. Congratulations.
That's a hard loss for me.
That's awesome.
But you also get to hear this.
This is Hannah, and I got completely schooled by Sydney Sweeney and what's his name, Jerry?
William McKinley.
Jerry. And the listener on the phone's name is Jesse.
Jesse and Janelle, yes. I just can't do this today.
Happy Friday.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you get the Megamind question of the day. AB off today, so it's only Hannah and Kevin guessing. 31% of singles say they dated someone they met here. Where is the place they've met their significant other?
I'm going to say where I have met all my men. I'm going to say the gym.
You're just on the prowl. Hannah's actually not working out. She's actually just looking for a mate.
It's actually just like a matchmaking.
Yeah. I'm not here to work out. I'm here to fight a man. All right.
You know, I got several places that I'm thinking
of. Wow, all right.
Because there are a lot of places. But I'm going to say, even though it's verboten, you're not supposed to do it, I think they met him at work.
Someone's Ooh. Got it right. It's either work or the gym.
Spicy. Both spicy. Well, the gym's not spicy, but work is spicy.
I mean, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is working out, girl.
I'm pretty sure the gym I go to, people are only there to look for other people.
Who do you think got it right? Is it work or the gym? 31% of singles said they met their significant other here. Text in who you think got it right. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
31% of singles say they have dated someone they met here. Where is it? I said Hannah or Kevin got it correct. Hannah, your guess was?
I said the gym.
Kevin, you had a lot of places you could meet your significant other. Narrowed it down to?
I narrowed it down to. It's not where you're working out. It's where you work.
Who did people think got it right?
I mean, I would say we're pretty split on the
really?
Text line 50-50. Lisa said, Kevin, I met my husband at work 30 years ago.
And
so
she was
shout
doing
out Lisa and her coworker.
Right. Only appropriate things at
right,
work,
exactly.
actually.
Right.
Yeah. It's the gym.
Hey! I'm telling you guys.
That's right. Hey, you want to meet the love of your life? Go get signed up to work out.
Go do some squats and you'll find the person for you.
That sounded like very flirtatious. Like, watch me do these squats.
Mega Minds.
What's the rule of thumb on is there an appropriate time to text or call, either too early or too late? Where's the cutoffs? 314-531-9898. And does it make a difference between text or call? Like, is it like, hey, you could text somebody 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, like business stuff, whatever. Or you could text them early in the morning, but you can't call them. Is there a difference between texting and calling? 314-531-9898. Hannah never sleeps, and she will text you whenever she can't sleep because she can't shut up. She can't.
That is very true. So I've been wondering if I've been, like, annoying my friends and family because I wake up at 3:30 for work, and that's the time where I communicate the most. That's, like, when my brain's the most active. I'm, like, ready. I'm thinking about my day. I'm thinking about what's ahead. And so someone will text me, you know, at 6 o'clock at night, but I really won't reply until like 3 in the morning. Like, that's my time to talk. But then I'm sending people messages and stuff when they're sleeping.
Is that rude in itself? Like, what's the statute of limitation on responding to a text message? Like, you know what's interesting about text messages? Because I feel like, I think we can all probably agree, text messages is the most common form of communication.
For sure. Yes.
Nobody calls anymore. Everyone texts. Mm-hmm. That's like most of us. And so since it's so common, I feel like text messages were once created to like, hey, respond when you get a chance. And then if it was important, you'd call. But now text messages are the most common form of communication.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think people expect like
an immediate response.
Yeah, like that's what the expectations are.
Yep, I would agree.
The fact that you're getting one at night, and then texting back in the morning, like that's like I think it's like a double shot of rudeness maybe.
I don't know. It's just at the end of the night, like that's when I'm shut down. That's when I'm relaxing. That's like, you know, my version of sleep. So I don't want to reply then. I want to reply when I'm ready to reply. And for me, that's early in the morning. So I don't, and I do think you asked the question earlier, is there a difference between call and text? Absolutely. I'm not calling people to wake them up at 3:30 in the morning. I would only do that like to my mom because she doesn't sleep either. But yeah, I think there is a difference.
And is there?
I don't mind when people text me at whatever time, but I just won't reply until the morning.
See, the reason I don't think there's a difference is it's not we as at least me, and maybe I'm wrong, but our expectations is immediate response. It's the same as a phone call. And like, I think people who don't want to get those do not disturbs or whatever, and then and phones will, like phone calls will do the same thing as text messages. They just don't go through.
Right.
So I think if you are saying it's okay, it's not okay to call someone at 3 o'clock in the morning, then it's not okay to text them. If you think you can't call them,
a call will wake someone up. A text message won't wake somebody up.
Yeah, but
no, ding-ding. It won't. It's not the same.
No,
I think it's
same thing.
I think it's okay if you have a preference to it. If you when you write it, you say, hey, finally got around to seeing your text, or you know, hey, you guys know I get up at 3, this is when I respond. If you start your text off like that, then they get it. So you're like, oh, okay, then I know now that when I text Hannah late, I'm going to get an early response because that's her time to respond. But I'm the guy who's immediate, like, and I hate, you know, during work especially, it's like, here's my wife telling me about groceries and all that stuff. I'm like, I got to go over here and text her back to let her know. Because I'm like, but, you know, I don't know if they want the immediate response, but I feel being told they want to know right now.
If the expectation is to text someone back immediately, which is what I think the common expectations are now, there's no difference between a phone call or not, and there's no difference in rudeness on the time. Now, I could be wrong. Let's see how you guys feel. 314-531-9898. Pretend Hannah's your friend.
Pretend.
Get ready.
I know none of you could ever like actually feel that.
Get ready to feel like
if you
want to
text him at 3.
Yeah. This friend. Actually, you're about to make a decision. Do you want to be friends with Hannah if she texts you at 3:30 in the morning and just unloads about life to you? Because that's when she unloads. Like, let's be honest. You're not just responding to those text messages.
No, I'm like initiating conversations.
Yeah, you initiate conversations. You're not just like, oh, I'm getting back to you. You're like, oh my God, what do? I have man troubles. I have work troubles. This is when you're unloading on your people. They're
correct.
Waking up to this. This is why they're like, oh, I'm a groggy mess. And like, Hannah's got a problem. 314-531-9898. Can you text somebody too early? Asking for a friend named Hannah because she gets up at 3:30 in the morning and that's when her brain works. And so she like will start just firing off text messages to friends like, oh my God, did you hear about this? What's going on in my life? Can I get some advice? And this is what people wake up to, or those text messages are going to wake them up, Hannah.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to wake them up?
Mm. No, I think maybe one, but I don't know.
314.
What if people wake me up in the middle of the night when they send me their text?
First off, no. I think if they text you in the middle of the night, that would be considered rude too. You can text somebody too late. You just said 6 o'clock at night. That is not in the middle of the night. That is completely different.
That's my relaxation time.
314-531-9898. Lisa, you said your mother-in-law does this?
Yeah, and actually, so she wakes up at 4 in the morning. So it does alert and it does wake.
Oh, you broke up, Lisa. seems like you're having some service issues. You said your mother-in-law wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, she wakes up at 4 in the morning, and she will text me. So I have to turn my phone on silent because I have to have my volume up for my alarm to wake me up in the morning. So I can't just turn it down. And then also, I don't text her after 7 p.m. because she goes to bed really early.
Yeah, this is Hannah. Your mother-in-law is Hannah.
Yeah, this sounds... I love being compared to someone's mother-in-law. And that, yeah, I get that.
And then my husband's a firefighter paramedic, so I don't text him at work after 10 p.m. So there's certain people where I don't text because the text does wake them up, but my mother-in-law doesn't realize that, I guess, it wakes other people up. So I haven't told her that.
Are you listening now, mother-in-law?
Yes.
We're talking to you.
And Hannah.
Yeah, same rules apply to me. If you're someone that I'm texting at 3:30 and you don't like it, this is your time to fess up. Text in the Brett Megas Show text line.
I'm going to send you a text right now.
Yeah.
But Angie, you're actually on Team Hannah. You don't think there's a too early texting time, huh?
No, I think life is busy. When you get around to texting people, great. I'm always going to respond. Hannah, you text me at 3:30 in the morning. I'm probably not going to respond at 3:30. I will when I get up at 5. And if I don't want to hear from you, my phone's going on do not disturb during the night.
Do you think?
Great.
What are the expectations with text messaging, though? Because text messaging is the new call.
I'm not expecting someone to reply right away at 3:30.
Are you?
I know. No, I'm not.
She's lying.
Unless I know you're a person who's up at that time, like my mom.
I agree.
And you guys.
Hannah's not expecting a reply from me right away. I'm happy to receive the text whenever. Sometimes, even during the day, I do a lot of reading and unreading while I'm at work. And by the time I get home from work and get settled at night, I may text you back and you text me at 7 o'clock in the morning. You're still going to hear from me. It's not going to be instantaneous, but I'm always going to respond.
Hannah will literally text somebody and then 5 minutes later hit like the exclamation point. Like, did you see the text? Like, it just, you just.
Not at 3:30 in the morning. Unless you're one of those people I know are awake.
All right. Carrie, you have a solution to this, though. What can we do here, Carrie?
It's Carrie, and what you can do is delay respond. Or
I've
delay
never heard of that.
Send. Yes. I have an Android, and if you press the send button, but you press and hold the send button, a bubble will pop up, and it will give you several different options of when to send it.
At a reasonable time, Hannah. Yeah, you could be like, oh, send this at 7 a.m.
Then you can also do a custom send where you choose the date and the time to send it.
Ooh.
I do this because lots of times I'll think of something that I need to tell somebody at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I don't want to wake them up.
Yeah. I wonder if the iPhone has that. I'm not getting an Android.
They definitely have that. Oh, right. My God. I wonder if the iPhone.
Why was that a crazy thing to say? Does the iPhone have that?
Yes, it has that. But it's funny because it's like Terry was like teaching you, the youngest person in the show, like, how do I, like, you're like the mother-in-law show, going to the grandkids. How do I work my iPhone?
Yeah, that's me.
And Hannah, I would like a little bit more delayed text messages.
Not going to happen with you. You don't get an excuse because I know you're awake.
Yeah, I'm never sleeping. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. That's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen from God's country over there. I had some help while we're commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. We have a chance for you to get John Legend tickets. Man, that voice is so, I'm so jealous of how just good he can sing. He's coming to The Factory, which is this really awesome, intimate performance place for John Legend.
That's like, the best.
That's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
If you want to win John Legend tickets, all you got to do is text the word PREACH, P-R-E-A-C-H, PREACH, to 20357 for John Legend tickets when he comes to The Factory November 17th. Get yourself some John Legend tickets. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Grab your dancing shoes and text your friends if they are a fan of Ed Sheeran, because in 3 minutes, we're going to talk about and listen to Ed's brand new song.
Right after, we play a song that Ed Sheeran wrote for Justin Bieber.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
The day is finally here. Ed Sheeran has released his lead single, Azizam, and he's been very generous leading up to this release, though. He's teased us on Instagram. He's performed this live a couple times in the streets in Nashville on St. Patrick's Day. And overall, like, just he's given us a lot of clarity that his album's done, and he's really excited for it. even like we talked about last week or whatever, that video of him like literally jumping up and down in the studio. He's so excited about this song, which is completely understandable of why he feels that way, because this song is very like dancey, upbeat, you go girl. And before we play it, I want to explain what the heck an Azizam even is.
And nobody knows how to say it.
I don't know how to. I looked up the pronunciation, but who knows? I'm probably saying it wrong and I'll get lit up on the text line. But I do know what that word means, even if I'm not saying it right. It means my dear in Farsi, and that is inspired by his producer's Persian heritage. So it means like my dear. The song is about him like calling someone up to the dance floor. Super fun. And something else I found out is that Ed's new album is going to be called Play, and his albums following this are going to be called Pause, Rewind, Fast Forward, and Stop, which is cool because they all go together. But also I think that's cool because that means in the future Ed plans to do 4 more albums.
One of those albums will be all unreleased songs from other albums that didn't make the cut either. Yeah, so it's like albums like, oh, it was
probably gonna be,
it just wasn't a good fit. Yeah, and so like Rewind will be the one where he takes a look back at old albums and songs that just didn't make it or wasn't a right fit, and we'll get to hear them finally, which I think will be a cool album too.
Hopefully Stop isn't his last album, but I guess we won't predict that. Anyway, so excited for you guys to hear this new era of Ed. So get on the dance floor, my dear. Here's Azizam.
Let's go. Brand new Ed Sheeran. It's called Azizam. It's world premiere. It's the first time you just heard it on the radio here on Y98 while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. All right, I'm going to play a clip from Chapel Roan during a podcast, and I want parents to jump in on this conversation about what she said about how she doesn't know any parents who are happy. They're in hell right now. They're exhausted. There's no hope in their eyes. 314-531-9898. When you hear Chapel Roan's comments, let's just have a conversation about it, parent to parent.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I don't know anyone. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has slept.
Hot take. I don't disagree with most of the things she said. I know that's going to surprise you guys.
I'm shocked.
Are you shocked?
You're saying that.
Very shocked.
Okay. This is my perspective on what Chapel Roan is. Chapel Roan, I think, drives me a little crazy because she reminds me of like, do you remember when like Lady Gaga wore the meat dress and Miley Cyrus was like doing the bangers thing and just sticking her tongue out? Like, I felt like they were just doing things to draw headlines and they weren't really being their authentic self. That's how I kind of feel with Chapel Roan. Sometimes I feel like she is trying to over exaggerate and grab headlines. But
no,
like, yeah, maybe she is. But for me, I agree with almost everything except for the fact that she said like they're not happy. But I do think sometimes having kids feels like hell. I do think they don't have light in their eyes. They're exhausted. They're drained. AB had sent me this video. And she goes, Brett, you should do this video that everyone's doing, taking the Chapel Roan like sound clip and then posting all of these like awesome moments that people were doing in their lives with their kids and make a video montage to that. And I thought, oh, man, God, that's a great idea. But why I couldn't do it, or I don't even think I responded to AB, to be honest, because my kids were throwing up on me.
Yeah.
My kids were sick this entire week. Like, they were literally at 2:00 in the morning this week. At 2:00 in the morning, I woke up to my son just puke on top of me. Like, I don't describe that as blissful paradise. That is hell. No one wants to wake up at 2:00 in the morning. I told my wife this the other day. I said, man, I was laying there absolutely drained. And I said, with my son, I said, man, I just love being their dad. So it's like this weird dual world that you live in. It is hell. It is exhausting. It is not Instagram. It is not this photo montage over the Chapel Roan clip of like, look how awesome parenting is. It is the most draining, exhausting, tired thing in the world. And it's also the most beautiful thing in the world. That's why it's so complex. So I actually don't hate Chapel Roan looking at her friends going, damn, y'all look exhausted. Because we are. Because the things that you care about do exhaust you because you care so much.
Yeah, and my only takeaway is she's like, what, mid-20s, 27
yeah,
or something?
And that's another good
yeah,
point, too,
Kat. And her friends have little kids like you.
Yeah.
And that's part of the thing. You're absolutely right. I mean, there are great days. There are terrible days. It's
yes.
part of parenting. So you understand that, and you're also like, everybody's entitled to their opinion when it comes to having kids or wanting kids, and some people are just not born to have children. They just don't want that. They don't want to deal with that. I think of my older brother. That's not him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm. It's hard for me because Chapel Roan and I are kind of in the same boat. We both are in our 20s,
yeah.
and we both don't have kids. But the difference between Chapel and I is I feel like she speaks so firm and like what she's saying is like none of them are happy. They don't
yeah.
have light behind their eyes. And I disagree with that because I understand that parenting is a world that I don't understand. That is not something
Respect.
I can feel. My mom always preaches to me like you will never understand like how big your heart truly is and how much love you can truly feel. Until you have a child. You
it is
just
the
won't
yes. craziest
that.
Thing.
Great
yes, it's so
point.
True.
And I just have to say, okay, you're right. I don't understand how that feels because I don't know that feeling yet. That feeling has not projected itself into my life yet. So I can't say or know or feel or anything how a parent reacts or feels because I don't know. I don't believe that parents are either happy or sad. There's way more
Agreed.
Emotions. I think that goes into it. You guys are exhausted, but then you're also, you know, stuff is funny. And I just don't understand. So I can't agree with Chapel Roan, no.
It is literally the craziest feeling in the world. You could go from the maddest you've ever been, the most tired you've ever been, the crabbiest, drained. And it's literally what Chapel Roan describes. That's why I'm saying as a hot take, like some of the things that she's describing is accurate. There is no light in your eyes. You have been completely drained by these little monsters.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you just hear their laugh or they say one thing. And it's like your cup has never been so full.
Mm-hmm.
It is the craziest feeling in the world. So for me, someone like Chapel Roan who doesn't have kids looks at parents and says, man, they look exhausted. They look like they don't have light in their eyes. I'm like, yeah, that's true. She's not wrong. I have no light in my eyes. But at the same time, I would never change it for a single second,
right?
And so the way I can compare it, Hannah, there's a way I think I can compare it to you, Hannah, and I think that you can relate to it. I'll explain that to you after Shaboozy, but I want you parents to weigh in on this. How do you feel being a parent? 314-531-9898. Good news from Shaboozy. It's new music while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Chapel Roan made headlines when she was on a podcast and described parenting as this.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I don't know anyone. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has yeah. who has slept.
probably not. Hot take is I don't disagree with a lot of the things that she said. Like the word unhappy bothers me because I am so happy. I don't think I've ever felt this happy in my entire life having two kids under the age of four. I can't believe I'm gonna have a four-year-old next week. But I've also not slept in 4 years
yeah.
and I've never been more exhausted. And there are days where I would describe it as hell. I want to know from you, parents, how would you feel when you heard Chapel Roan say this? How would you describe parenting? Would you describe it as hell or do you think it's just perfect? 314-531-9898. I think Hannah's so respectful in the fact that you're like Chapel Roan's age and just saying, I don't really understand it. Like, you know, Chapel's like saying like, oh, it's hell. And you're kind of like, Chapel, how do you even know what they feel? Like you're not in the situation.
Right.
So I think you've been so respectful that you understand that you don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit that I don't get it. It's not my time to get it right now.
I've been trying to figure out, like, how do I make Hannah understand what it feels like to have kids? And Hannah's big into fitness. Do you ever have one of those workouts that are just so draining, so hard that they suck?
Mm-hmm.
And all they keep saying is like, that sucked. But then you loved it afterwards?
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
That's like every time I run, I'm like, I hate this. I don't know why I do this.
That's kind of parenting.
And then you run and you're done with it.
Analogy.
And you're like, man,
yeah.
that was
Great
the
analogy.
Best thing ever.
Exactly.
That's kind of parenting.
Yeah.
The whole day, you're like, I'm so tired. When is 8 o'clock in the morning? And then you like lay your head down like,
man, those kids were awesome.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Everything you complain the entire time.
You get the runner's high. There
yeah,
you go.
And
yeah.
you get like this parenting exactly. runner's high. You said there's a text message?
Yeah, I mean, there's. I just want to thank everybody for all their texts. I mean, we have like freshly postpartum moms texting in.
Yeah.
Working moms. I mean, thank you. But there's really one strong statement. It says, parenting is only hard for good parents. It means you're invested in your kids' lives and an active participant.
My wife,
I think that's really strong.
Yes.
My wife had kind of said that. She's like, man, you feel so much for the kids. Like, and you're so involved. And like, as a dad, like you just, my mother-in-law told me, she's like, she like had stayed with us for like a week. And my mother-in-law said, like, as soon as you walk through the door, it is crazy to see like you just put on this dad cap. Like you're instantly in play mode and helping and supporting and guiding. And it is exhausting and straining. And so there are moments when you're laying your head on that pillow at 8 o'clock at night and you're just like, well, that was hell. Like, well, this is so crazy.
It's not just the one emotion, like Chapel's saying. It's not just hard. You feel all the emotions, is what this text was saying as well.
Great point there, too. Angie, how do you feel about those comments that Chapel Roan had made?
I totally disagree with the comments that she made. As a working mom, I'm a healthcare executive in St. Louis. I have three kids under the age of 10. And my husband is a physician.
God help you.
Being a parent is one of the hardest yet most rewarding jobs that I will ever have. To your point, Brett, sometimes I cannot wait until it's 8 o'clock and everyone is in bed. And it's been a struggle to get the homework done and do and get them to sports and do all the things. But the best is when I'm not feeling like I did my best job as a mom that day. And my kids just look at me and are like, I love you. You're the best mom ever. And that just makes up for how hard it was to get to the 8 o'clock bedtime hour.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Yeah. Speaking about the 8 o'clock bedtime, you know, sometimes my son has had like trouble like sleeping. So he like comes and gets me like, Dad, can you come and get me? And I'm like, oh my God, he'll wake me up. I'm like, oh, you're almost four. How are you still waking me up in the middle of the night? Like, can I just get a peaceful night's sleep? And then like, there'll be a night out of nowhere where like he won't come and get me, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Right, yeah. Where are you?
I couldn't sleep last night. Yeah. Like, aren't you supposed to come get me and look for me in the middle of the night? You kept me up all night. Like,
yeah, wake him up.
Yeah, that's like literally how it feels all the time. Amanda, you have older kids. Do you what is your feeling when you hear like what Chapel Roan was saying about parenting being like this version of hell at some point?
I don't agree with it being like hell, but
purgatory.
I do believe it doesn't get any easier because, you know, I have, like I said, I have an 18, almost 21 year old, and my son will be 10 on Monday. And like Angie said, it's the most rewarding job. I love it so much, but now we're getting into picking colleges and it's pretty exhausting. And I mean, and then, you know, you have kids that are like, well, I'm an adult now, and it's like, oh wow, well, I'm still your parent, you know.
My 4-year-old told me that the other day. He's like, Dad, I think I got this. You don't need to be my dad right now. And I'm like,
whoa.
Is that like a thing you could turn on and off, bro?
Yeah, right.
You're stuck with me.
Exactly.
I'm like, you're 4. How did this happen?
Right.
But watching them grow into beautiful adults and just seeing how far they've came and just watching my younger one look up to their siblings, it's just amazing.
Runner's high.
Thank you so much for
every minute of it.
Thank you so much for the call. Sounds like you're an amazing mom and you're doing an amazing job. I think like if you're doing an amazing job to like Hannah's text message, that's when you're tired. And so I think I saw a lot of what AB had sent me of like, oh, there's a lot of people making these videos. And Instagram is magical. I'm guilty of it. I don't post. Like, I was just dealing with my kids throwing up all week. I didn't post any pictures of their throw up on my Instagram, right?
Thank you for
that. Yeah.
But, like, we all, like, try to act like, oh, my God, parenting, it's the most rewarding thing in the world. It is, without a doubt. But it's also hell. And that's what makes life beautiful. It's the complexity of it all. And so that's why when I heard Chapel Roan making those viral statements, I'm like, I think it's an interesting thing to talk about. Because I think the real highlight, especially as women, like, you know, so many working moms have called in. Like, to not embrace the hell does not give them credit for everything they're juggling.
Right.
If you're a mom out there going to work, dropping your kids off, juggling after school activities, it is hard. And you're a rock star because you are doing it because it is hard. And like, I don't want to not embrace the hard or, you know, acknowledge the hard.
Absolutely. That it makes the heaven even more
well said.
Special, even better when you experience, unfortunately, the hell of parenting.
Truth. Parenting. It is the most complex thing in the entire world.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
I'm going to read some headlines, and then Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more in the next 2 minutes. And a stay-at-home mom sent her husband a bill for her weekly duties.
As she should. How much was it?
$2,700.
Woo!
A mom on TikTok racked up more than 3 million views saying, hey, these are the chores I do around the house. Cooking, cleaning, homeschooling, breastfeeding. And she says it adds up to about $2,700 a week, about a $140,000 job a year.
Dang.
A lot of commenters are saying you are not charging enough, lady.
Yeah, I would say that's a priceless job.
Speaking of things that cost a lot of money, Easter potatoes might actually become a thing this year.
What?
PETA's been trying to
decorate a potato instead of an egg?
PETA's been trying to make this a thing for years. They finally got people on board because the eggs are so expensive. They said, we don't want to waste them this year, so people are thinking about decorating potatoes.
Shout out Lucy's.
Yeah. The world record for pull-ups.
How many?
10,000 pull-ups.
I thought you were going to say 10. I'm like, I can do 10 on a good day.
A guy in Utah did 10,001 pull-up in 24 hours.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I actually saw someone at the gym trying to beat a world record once for pull-ups.
Did he do 10,000?
Wow.
Well, apparently not. Yeah. If he's going to keep it moving now, he must have gotten beat.
Dating coach shares signs you're better looking than you think.
Nah, keep moving.
All right, what makes the happiest marriages?
Nah, keep moving.
Okay, how much does the internet weigh?
Weigh?
Yep.
I don't know.
There's a complicated mathematic formula that measures the information on the internet. Not just the servers or cables, but like the information on the internet. Scientists said it weighs about 10 American males.
That's it?
Yeah, that's how much information is out there, about 10 males worth of information.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nation out there.
I feel like there's more.
You feel like the internet should
fake.
Be. Yeah, fake news. Right. How do they really measure the internet?
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, we are going to see whose brain is working here the best on the Brett Mega Show. Any guesses whose brain works the best?
I don't know. Hannah's had her coffee, so she might be ready for this.
Hannah was late for this coffee, by the way.
Yeah, I was late to work today.
All right, so we're going to play a game for word association. I will give you a word. I typed it into ChatGPT, and I will give you a word, and then you just have to guess what you just say whatever word association pops up.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do this right after Lady Gaga. We'll play this game on Y98 St. Louis. All right, we're going to play a little game called What the Word. So we're going to do a word association. I'm going to give Hannah a word, and she has to come up with a word to associate with that word. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and it'll be Hannah versus Kevin. So it has to make sense. I give you a word, you have to associate a word back. It can't just be like, you know, like book. And then you'd be like, car. Like, no, those have nothing right to do with each other. Okay. We'll see who gets more right, more correct in 60 seconds. Here's the other thing. You cannot say a second word.
Okay.
What do you mean?
So if I say, like, you said book and you say car, like, no. And then you can't be like, Harry Potter. Like, no, you can't just mention a book then. You have to. So if you commit to it, you commit to it. If you get a point, you get the point. Okay? No second tries.
I'm nervous.
No second tries.
Okay.
Who can get more right in 60 seconds? Hannah will go first. Kevin, you'll go second. Okay,
jeez.
So I have a list for Hannah first. Ready? 60 seconds on the clock. It starts now. Apple.
Pie.
Okay. Sunshine.
Sunshine. Burn?
Sunshine burn. I'll give you that. Toys.
R.S.
All right. Music.
Class.
All right. Ocean.
Eyes.
Ocean Eyes?
That's a song. Billie Eilish.
Oh, okay. Rocket.
Ship.
All right. Kevin.
Berghoff.
All right.
Yeah, nice.
Garden.
Of the Galaxy.
Wait, garden?
Guardians, no. Adventure.
Adventure. I don't know, Skip.
Coffee.
Bean.
You want to go back to adventure?
Adventure.
You have 10 seconds left.
I don't know this one.
Nothing?
No.
Time's up. 8 seconds left. You got 8 correct.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right. I'm going to go back.
What word goes with adventure?
How about adventure land? Like you're in Disney?
Venture be, yeah.
Or adventure is out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out there, I wouldn't have given you a point
adventure
for that.
Adventure time?
All right.
That one
was. All right. Yeah. Kevin, you got to get 8 correct in less than 52 seconds.
Okay.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Go. Cloud.
Rainy.
Dream.
Sickle.
Circus.
Flora.
Hannah.
Montana.
Hey!
Chocolate.
Pudding.
Moon.
Walk.
Casino.
Royale.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hannah.
I know, I was going to say.
Castle.
Ed Sheeran.
All right, I'll give
that
you
that. That was good.
All right. Rainbow.
Bright.
Snow.
Fall.
10.
Dang!
9. 8. Countdown. Oh, I got 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah!
Whoa!
In 36 seconds.
That was good, Kev.
All right.
Hannah,
all
right. You got your butt kicked by him.
I can't believe you didn't associate me with casino.
I know. Yeah. That should have been your word association for sure. Thanks for spending all morning with us here on the Brett Mega Show while we are commercial free. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We just talked about the Kelce clan growing this week, and we're going to talk about how they decided a name for their fourth kid. They had so many, they had a hard time picking one out. So at 8:35, we're going to talk about how they decided.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I have been pretty deep in my Kylie Kelce, not gonna lie, podcast era. I just think she's so funny, she's real, she's really just been doing it for me lately. And she recently posted a new episode with her then 2-day-old baby girl as the guest, Little Finn.
It's crazy, yeah.
And she shared baby names that her and Jason didn't want to use, or that they wanted to use, but like ultimately didn't, which is a huge trend right now. Like,
yeah.
People are doing those videos all the time, or like baby names that we didn't pick. So they did that, and the first name they considered was Colette, but calling her Cole for short, but
cute.
That didn't make the cut.
I like
think
that.
Cole is a really cute Colette. Name for a girl. I like that.
Yeah, I love that. They also debated Winifred with plans to call the baby Freddie. And Kylie.
Winnie Cooper, hello.
Yeah. Right, Winnie's so cute.
Wonder Years.
Kylie said a little girl named Freddie has to be badass and so cute. So yeah. She loved that name, but they ultimately didn't go with it. They had a really, really hard time picking out a name, probably because this is their fourth girl.
They said they had to go back to the archives. Like, man, which ones did we like that we never used before? I can't believe they have 4 girls.
And what I find is crazy is they actually didn't end up naming this baby until they had to leave the hospital and like sign the birth certificate and everything.
They were struggling?
That's how long they were struggling. They said that they were calling her baby girl Kelce, and they were like rolling with it. But they're like, okay, I guess legally she has to have a first name. And so they ended up with Finley, who they now call Finn. And Kylie actually wanted it to just be Finn, but Jason was arguing and being like, no, she has to have like a legit full name.
That's why they
landed with Finley. So I just think that's so cute.
Naming kids are hard. We didn't come up with my son's name until like a week before he was born. It was like 10 days out. It was so so hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for my daughter, we always knew we were gonna call her Emerson. If we had a girl, we knew that was gonna be her name. For my son, though, we were 10 days out, man. It was down to crunch time.
I've never heard of anybody waiting until they had to sign the birth certificate.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. Why you say?
It's been a beeping crazy week. We had to do like a recorded show, just complete transparency on Monday and Tuesday because I was had kids throwing up all over me. It's been a crazy beeping week. Mm-hmm. And so we always take a look back at the end of the week and we say, hey, what is something we said? And we beep out the words and see if you can guess what's behind it. So this is something we actually said on the show. Who supposedly broke up the Beatles?
Paul McCartney?
No. There is a woman who reportedly broke up.
Oh. Thank you. No, I know her.
No.
Hootie and the Hannah thing broke up the Beatles. I'm going to let you know she did not get it right. So if you type, if you text in Yoko, you would not be correct.
No, you would not be.
I did not say that. Who, I said something else.
Who did Hannah think broke up the Beatles? We'll tell you at 8:48.
What you say?
That's what a lot of us said about Ed Sheeran's new single, because none of us knew how to say Azizam. We just learned this. Right. But Ed Sheeran dropped a new single today. We're going to play it for you so you can hear it for the very first time in just a few seconds here. But first, we have to take a look back on the week where we play something we actually said on the show, and then we beep out the words and see if you can get it. This is what we said. Who supposedly broke up the Beatles?
Paul McCartney?
No. There is a woman who reportedly broke up.
Thank you. No, oh, I know her.
All right. Did anyone on the text line know who you thought broke up the Beatles?
Yes, our two OGs, Aaron and Dave, got it correct.
Really? This happened? This is during Hannah's homeschool in the 6 o'clock hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is who Hannah thought broke up the Beatles. Who supposedly broke up the Beatles?
Paul McCartney?
No. There is a woman who reportedly broke up.
Thank you. No, oh, I know her. Poco?
Poco. No. I know her. Poco. I know her. Poco.
What's funny is Aaron and Dave spelled Poco differently. One of them spelled it with a C and one of them spelled it with a K. In my brain, I did K.
Okay. Good to know. Uh-huh. That's not correct.
Incorrect name, yeah.
What you say?
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts, Friday.
Let's drop some facts on a Friday. We do Fun Fact Friday, which is a big fact competition. We blow your mind with some interesting facts that you can repeat back to your friends or coworkers. It's a fun way to kick off the weekend. It is a fact competition that Hannah has never won once in her life. That is a fact.
I have a conspiracy theory that you guys just plot against me in this
game. Real. I think that is a real fact.
It might be a real legit fact, actually. So how it works is, Kevin, who is the fact champion, I'm the fact contender, I'll give a fact, and then the room votes which fact they find more interesting, so no one's ever voted for Hannah's fact. AB's a judge, Hannah's a judge, and Alex is a judge. All right, so Kevin, do you want to go first or second?
I will defer to the challenger, sir.
All right, I took some shots at him in the beginning about how she's never won this, but then I'm going to warm your heart, Hannah. I'm going to win you over. I have a fact about something personal to you, actually. Hannah shared a really amazing, powerful, personal story about her grandma dropping dimes from heaven. Mm-hmm. And that was a sign from her grandma that they would say, hey, I'm here for you. I got you. How about a fact about dimes? 1 pound of dimes and 1 pound of quarters are worth the same amount of money.
What?
200 dimes weigh 1 pound and are worth $20. 80 quarters weigh 1 pound and are worth $20. Mm. Yeah. Dimes and quarters weigh the same and worth the same amount of money. Look at that.
Wow.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's a dime drop for you, Hannah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, look at that. Beat that, Kev.
Yeah, good luck, Kevin.
You're all about dime drops. I'm all about raindrops with all this rain.
I love rain.
Fact, raindrops are not teardrop shaped. We always think that because we think the sky is crying. Uh-uh. Raindrops are actually shaped like hamburger buns.
Oh, really?
What? Nice.
Yes. Yes. So the next time it rains, AB, think McDonald's.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I have to go with Kev. That's interesting.
These are interesting.
Obviously, I'm going with Brett. He pulled my heartstrings. I mean, I do love rain and hamburgers, but I love my grandma more, so I'm going dimes.
All comes down to Alex.
You guys always make me do this.
Interesting facts today.
Super good facts today.
Alex, just remember, I'm the one who paid to be a part of the NCAA pool.
Oh!
And I paid.
I was just planning on winning it, and then you could take it out of my winnings. Pay me in dimes, bro.
I think I just saw Brett drop off a bag full of quarters and dimes over in Trisha's office. Hamburger bun thing, I didn't know that. That's very interesting, but it also is one of those things that seems a little obvious because
the way it's falling.
I don't know physics all that well, but when the rain's coming from the sky, you figure that, you know, the air is going to push it, kind of flatten the raindrop a bit.
Yep.
As we were trying to figure out who did fun fact this week, Brett, literally, that was the fact I was going to use if I was
going to.
I swear to you, I heard it yesterday, and I was like, I was like, that is a great fact. Like, I'm also not great at math. Math, physics, but it all adds up. Man. Brett is taking it home this week. Oh,
I knew the fact before Alex. Hannah's grandma dropped that fact to Alex for
literally,
me to win. She was like,
yes.
Yeah, I'll have Brett win with my dime fact.
There we go.
Literally. Fun fact, baby, fun fact.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday. Oof, it's been a week, especially for me. I feel like I had sick kids in the house, so that's why we always do this. Every single Friday, we kick off the weekend with positivity. Reset your mind for the weekend. You think about the best thing someone said to you. It's a simple task, an easy challenge, but sometimes it can be challenging because you just feel like the weeks are exhausting. By the time you get to Friday, you got nothing left in the tank, so let's recharge it. We tell you the best thing someone said, and then Kevin plays the best song ever. A beautiful heart. Hey, Kevin plays the best song ever.
I actually did. I actually played it.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
You only heard the tail end.
Yeah, but it's because Kevin's really actually playing a harp in the studio. That's right, not a recording at all. Like, yeah, that's him.
There we go.
I want you guys to know, Kevin actually bought a harp. It's tuned it up. He, right. You know, he went to, you know, where harp they make harps.
I went to harp school.
He went to harp school. Yeah. And so that's definitely not a recording at all. So I'll do mine first, actually. Usually I go last, but I'll do mine because I just want to show you guys. It's really something simple, too, and it can change it. Mine was just like, Dad, I'm feeling better. My kids were sick all week, and just to have kids feeling better, because every parent knows when your kids are sick, it's just exhausting. And so when your kids start feeling better, you feel like, okay, I got it. I got the second half of the week. And so it's just going to be something simple like that. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
Okay, this is a brand new announcement I'm making here on the Brett Mega Show. I've told no one yet, but this is the best thing maybe someone said to me all week. I have now been granted access again to 99.7 The Point's Instagram. After months of being locked out, I finally got access after 1,000 Zoom meetings and calls and complaints and tears and puke and everything. I'm finally back in, so I can sleep at night now.
Our company has, like, you know, radio station Instagram accounts, and Hannah runs them, and then she got logged out of the Kansas City one because the show can be heard in Kansas City as well, and she hasn't been able to do anything, and she's been going to a million different meetings trying to get access back. It's mainly because the company was worried about granting you access to social media again. They know you're suspicious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You'd mentioned the company. Mine's kind of about our company, too. So at one time, our company used to actually spend money to give us T-shirts where we had special shirts for special occasions or special events.
Alive.
You know, but we don't have that money anymore. However, I found an old T-shirt that a listener had asked about, hey, next time I see you out, could you get me a T-shirt? And I'm like, I don't even know if we have any more of those, but I'll see. Found one, went by Target because it's Julie, my Target lady, and I was able to give her a T-shirt that we used to have, and she was so excited, so overjoyed, and she said, thank you very much.
Wow.
That's way to go the extra mile for the people that listen to the show. Man, the fact that you have a Target lady is just like legit,
man. How do you get one of those?
You shop there too much.
Alex, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
For me, it was a series of a bunch of different text messages that I got this week because I am, and I didn't really realize it either, but I am like one of the main pictures that the Cardinals are using this year on some of their promotion for like some of the in-stadium entertainment.
I saw that. Awesome.
They're like, look at this guy. Alex Rich comes here. You should come to the Cardinals game too.
I mean, I guess. I'm like, are they trying to, you know, make people not come to the game or what? But I thought that was pretty cool.
That is awesome. That's really cool. AB.
I think for me, the other night, I was just like reading a book in my apartment alone. And my best friend who lives down the hall from me texted me. She was like, well, I have FOMO knowing you're so close to me, but we're not together. And I was like, well, I'm reading, so like you can come over and read. And she just came over and ended up doing crafts in my family room, and I was like in my room. So we were like together, but not.
That's so sweet.
Which is something, you know, you had that video go viral. It was like, you know, millions and millions of views of you talking about living in the same apartment complex before she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the moments you wanted to have and soak up before she's like married.
Yeah,
and, you know,
she was cricketing her wedding invitations.
Yeah.
She's all like hubbied up and too busy for you. You're like, come over here and just hang out in my living room. And so that's cool that you're able to create those moments. And that's the reason you actually moved into the same apartment complex as her. That's what it is. It's all about kicking off your week and with some positivity. What's the best thing someone said to you this week? Share yours with us on Y98 St. Louis.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.